You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Inside Out, and I thank you for joining me. I want to jump right back in. We're in a series, if you will, of episodes on the fear of the Lord. In recent months, I was teaching this in the church that I pastor, Meadowbrook Church, and in my own personal life, there's just been a revival or resurgence of the importance of the fear of the Lord in my life. And I would say in the last year, seriously, just internally in my heart, my mind, how I process, how I make decisions, how I live, I really believe the Holy Spirit has brought the fear of the Lord back as a big issue for me, and to make sure that it's not missing, you know, in my life, and that it is bottom line. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen. I believe this episode will be about the fifth episode on the fear of the Lord. Go back and review, and I'll catch you up here in just a moment. But go back and review. It's easy to do. Every episode is like 10 to 12 minutes, and you can listen to those easily. You're waiting in car line, you're driving, you're working out, you're on a walk, whatever it would be. It'd be pretty easy for you to go back and listen to the fear of the Lord and get caught up on this. Now, we understand that the fear of the Lord is for our good. It is not just, hey, you better learn the fear of the Lord, and the assignment is due by a week from Friday, and no exceptions and so forth. It's not that at all. This is for our good, and that should motivate us. It should just seriously motivate us to understand and learn and live in the fear of the Lord. Realizing that, then, as I said, that motivates us because it does impact our ultimate end of life, but it has a definite impact in the right now, the here and the now. And there's so many things in our life. Let me just ask you this. When do you think you would start to experience any kind of change or impact or help from starting to walk in the fear of the Lord? It's right now. Right now. This is not like, you know, so many products that are hawked our way that if you take this, use this, start rubbing this on your face or doing this, you should have dramatic results in 6 to 8 weeks. You know, it is not like that. It begins here and now. And so that is incredible motivation to, hey, I want to learn this, because when you start to see the benefits of the fear of the Lord, oh my goodness, you know, why would I put that off? And so come to an understanding of what the fear of the Lord is, putting God in His Word in that high view. What He says is most important. What He wants is most important. He is most important in my life. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our helper who will help us with this. So let's go back. And in Psalm 34, let me read this about three verses for you. And it says, come, my children, listen to me. And remember, that is to pay full attention, to give, to pay attention with full intention to understand and to obey. Listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil. Notice that. He said, you want to learn it. You have to learn it. And then he gives the motivation. It's going to lead you to a life that you love. And, you know, you're going to see many good days as a result of learning the fear of the Lord. And the first instruction, and that's what I want to spend our time on today, the first instruction in learning the fear of the Lord, he's saying, here's what you need to do. Keep your tongue from evil. keep your tongue from evil. Your words matter. So we've got to watch our mouth. And so keep your tongue from evil. What is that? Really, it means don't say things that are contrary to what God thinks, what God says, and what God wants. So keep your tongue from evil. So I made a little list here. I call it forbidden forms of communication. It's a biblical list. And I'll go through this. And you just kind of, you know, score yourself, see if you land anywhere on this at all. First one is complaining. I think all of us live as complainers, and we live in a complaining society. And guess what? Cut it out. Don't be a complainer. Don't be known as a complainer. And stop yourself from complaining about everything. You'll develop a negativity bias if you're a complainer. And that is just horrible for your whole emotional realm, mental realm, decision-making realm, relational realm. So, and it's rooted in complaining. So discontent. So stop. Keep your tongue from evil. So stop complaining. Bitterness. That's when things have gotten a little bit worse. Gossip, you know, and don't try to frame that or couch that in other terms. Well, I didn't know if you knew, but I thought you'd want to know, or you should know. No, just let it go. Let it go. Leave people to God, and don't be a gossip. It's forbidden by Scripture. Slander. Don't run people down. And remember, what you sow, you're going to reap. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants somebody gossiping about them. You don't want anybody gossiping about you or slandering you. Here's another one, railing. Now, that's a Bible word, but let me explain it. It's to attack, to berate, to blast. This is verbal. This is with your words. And sometimes out of anger, rage, whatever else, we rail on people. And it has the idea that it's not just one punch. I mean, this is to pummel. To attack and blast and berate. It is forbidden by Scripture. And if you're going to learn the fear of the Lord, keep your tongue from evil, from railing. Outbursts, that's no good. It's a sign that some things are building up in you, and you want to prayerfully offload those cares and forgive people and so forth so you don't have outbursts. Backbiting. Backbiting is to badmouth, is to malign someone and they're not present. Talking about your boss, your coworker, your neighbor, backbiting. Nope. Lying, obviously, forbidden form of communication. Blasphemy, heresy, which, we're going to get into heresy when you start trying to be the expert, or, hey, I read this or heard this on social media or whatever, about another way to think about this biblical truth. You need to be very, very, very careful. Be careful what you're out there just talking about. Get established. There is something called orthodoxy, that something is it's generally accepted by prayerful, thoughtful, scholarly people. And you do well most of the time. I would say the vast majority of the time to stay within the boundaries of orthodoxy. And not always try to have the left field view off of something, or right field. All extremes lead to error. And it's better to speak out of clarity and assurance. Heresy, forbidden form of communication. Here's another one, doubt, unbelief. It is said that doubt and unbelief in your head will never make it into your heart unless it passes through your mouth. Do you hear that? Doubt and unbelief in our head happens all the time. We'll never make it into our heart. That's the last place we want doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief in the head will never make it into the heart unless it passes through the mouth. So we need to not give voice to doubt and unbelief. Here's another one, cursing. Cursing is different than cussing, and both of those are off track and are forbidden forms of biblical communication. Coarse jesting. Sometimes we just feel like, I wouldn't say this in front of my mom or from the pulpit, but this is funny. No, coarse jesting is not good for us. And again, a forbidden form of communication. Keep your tongue from evil. Here's another one, boasting. You don't boast about yourself. The Proverbs clearly tell us, don't brag about yourself. Don't boast about yourself. Let somebody else praise you. Don't you go around praising. And it is a turn off when you hear people talking about themselves and how good they are and what a great job they did. Don't do that. Don't do that. It does not look good on you. As they say, that's not a good color on you, boasting. Jeremiah said, if you boast about anything, don't boast about your wealth or your strength or your power, your education, or anything. Boast in this, that you know and you understand the Lord. That's the only thing we can boast in. Well, I know God, and God is good. But boasting should not be coming out of our mouth. Babbling is just going on and on and on and on. And, you know, there's so many settings that you overhear people, and it's like, I don't think they've talked a whole lot, but they haven't said anything. And Scripture warns us that in much speaking, you know, and there's just a whole abundance of words, sin is not far off, which means you're going to get off track. So excessive speaking, babbling, just going on and on, is going to end up with you getting off track. And so be better to just speak fewer words. Proverbs also tells us that even a fool is counted wise if it keep his mouth shut. And so it's good for us to, you know, less is more. And then to belittle others, of course, that's forbidden. And on and on and on. You could add to the list. And I'm sure you, like me, I show up on that list a couple of times, multiple times. And so God help us, if we're going to learn the fear of the Lord, to realize that we've got to keep our tongue from evil. We cannot be speaking evil things. And this is not just about not speaking evil. This is also about speaking good and speaking life. Words have power, and words frame worlds. And if we accept what the Bible teaches, we cannot dismiss this fact that our words have power. And the first instruction in learning the fear of the Lord is to keep our tongue from evil, from these and other forbidden forms of communication. Well, this is a holy ouch. But this is good for us to just review, check yourself. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in the next episode, so you do not want to miss that. Hey, thank you for joining me again today for Inside Out, and have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you the next time.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.